support the claim that number one said
right.
Best Interest Cult.
Yeah. I know, so I would have to probably just go ahead and restate my claim.
Well,
I guess I was just putting what I heard on the news from the government official I was just using my brain, and I came up with the John Hopkins article talking about the breakthrough infections, which is what they call it when a vaccinated person does get COVID. They call it a breakthrough infection.
Which is not the same as a side effect.
Yeah. So,
right. Yeah. So yeah. I guess I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. You made a list. You're good. You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah. So maybe we could redo
the asshole. You are a fucking asshole.
The statement. Maybe. And not say the side effect thing. Or is this how we're going to do it?
Yeah. Rohan, you are an asshole, bro. Your little English slice. Oh, hold on a second. Your little English slice be killing me, bro. It's okay. You made the list. You're already stupid. Please continue. Your little English slice be killing me, bro. It's okay. You made the list. You're already stupid. Please continue.
I swear, Rohan is like a puppet master just looking to create. He just wants to sit back and watch the drama that he instigates.
I'm just hitting
one. And also grip. You got a grip there. Don't forget the grip, Dr.
Oh my god.
I'm fucking asleep.
You guys are killing me. Lilo is on you. It's honestly a new day, so if you want to make another claim, feel free.
No. I don't
want to
make another claim. What kind of claim would I want to make?
Okay, go ahead.
I could say that one out of 100 vaccinated people get breakthrough infections. That's my thing. It's a pretty high number.
Crickets. Oh, shit.
Can I ask you, go ahead.
What was the claim again?
The claim was one out of every 100 vaccinated people get breakthrough infections.
You see the one out of 100? You ever see the one out of 100? I broke up, is that right?
Yeah, that's what I think that's what
okay.
John Hopkins is saying that.
Okay, let's say that's true. Let's just take it at face value. So what? What does that mean? What's the implication of that? Lily, what's the implication of that? One out of 100. What is that? I mean, explain what's nefarious or bad about that.
Sorry. What's bad about getting breakthrough infections? Well, I mean, it just... So... antibodies is what my next question was.
No. It's not a question. It's a statement. I don't need a question from you. You have to answer my question. You can't answer with a question. So what percentage is 1 over 100?
1 out of every 100.
What's the percentage on that?
That's like 1%.
What? So I'll try it another way. What's the success rate if 1 out of every 100 people get a breakthrough infection? So what that means, what's the success rate on the
vaccine? What you're trying to say is 99 people.
What's the percentage on that?
So basically you're saying for every one person that gets a breakthrough infection, you're saying
just say X percent. What's the success rate? X percent. What's the percentage?
Well, what does that mean, success?
Lilo, answer the question. Based on your own stat, what is the percentage?
Okay, well, could you rephrase your question? Because it's not good enough.
You told me, no, you know exactly what I'm saying. You just don't want to say the number because it'll make you look like an idiot, but that's okay, we'll get there. I'm asking you, you said the breakthrough infections were 1 out of 100. So I'm taking that number. So that means if 1 out of 100 people get a breakthrough infection,
mm-hmm.
then that means 99 out of 100 people didn't get a breakthrough infection.
Okay.
So what is the success rate?
So the percentage that you will not get a breakthrough infection is 99%. Is that what you want me to say?
Oh, it's 99%. So what's the problem with a 99% success rate?
Well, hold on a second. Because what's so bad about a breakthrough infection?
Bro, this girl is smoking cocaine. No, I don't even know how you get it into your system, but it's in there. You brought it up, not me.
Yeah, aren't you saying there's something wrong with that?
I'm just saying that that's okay. Hold on.
So it's morally
Rohan, my head hurts, bro. Also, real quick, while she's figuring out her life, Rohan, if I ever send, I don't have my laptop with me, bro. I know I sent it to you at some point. Can you send me the pricing? If you could, I think it's on your phone or something. Can you just try to find the pricing sheet for the diagnostic test, please, if you can?
From who?
Ash.
Okay, bet. I'm over for it.
Thanks.
Which diagnostic test?
That don't worry about that, Lulu. That's a mess. Don't worry about that. Stay focused.
All right. Okay, what's the question? So, wow. Then now we're done. So, okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Wow. Okay.
Because you don't want to hear the rest of it, do you?
No, I do. I just asked you a question and it doesn't make any sense.
Look, we have two different goals here. You know, I don't want to, I'm not here to make enemies or like cause a ruckus or make people like do things that are going to hurt themselves or whatever. Whatever. I'm not here for ill intent, okay? I'm not trying to cover up anything. I'm not trying to persuade someone one way or the other. I'm not. That's not what I'm here for. I'm just here for education and for improv.
It's like 99% improv.
I'm just trying to figure out what the point, and if you're saying that it's not a bad thing, what's the point in bringing up that 1% of people still get, I guess, COVID?
Well, I mean, my original statement was that, you know, the number one side effect was, you know, COVID, right? But then you guys said that's not a good way to say it. So I retract my statement.
It's not that it's not a good way to say it. It's that it's medically nonsense. It's inaccurate. A side effect by definition is something that is caused by whatever you're saying. So, for example, if someone takes a beta blocker, a side effect would be something that the beta blocker directly causes, right? But what you did is, so for example, one of the things beta blockers do is they slow down the heart rate. That's actually what they're meant to do. So if someone develops a dangerously low heart rate from a beta blocker, that...
would be produced if you inject a vaccine into a... understand my questioning, because we have antibodies. Are they going to...
That was effectively what you said, which is... That's a side effect. Right, but what you effectively said is beta blockers, the number one side effect of beta blockers is a fast heart rate. That was effectively what you said, which is nonsense.
So, okay, you sound like you're gonna answer my question then. So vaccines, when they're injected into the muscle, what kind of antibodies are they gonna secrete?
The muscle cells do not secrete antibodies. What is your actual question again? I think you really don't understand immunology and antibodies.
No, maybe you don't understand my questioning, because we have never spoken before, so we're not familiar with the way we speak to each other. So my question is, what kind of antibodies would be produced if you inject a vaccine into the muscle? The interior of your body will induce what kind of antibodies?
So basically you're asking, what is the process of producing antibodies from vaccines, and which specific classes are produced?
Yes, the specific classes.
Okay. Can you clarify to me why you said that there are two types of antibodies when there are more than two types?
I was looking for I'm focusing on two particular ones.
Okay, but you're okay. So again, do you see why we think that you don't know what you're talking about?
I'm talking about because the categories.
You clearly said there are two categories of antibodies, and there we don't say categories; we say classes. Bullshit. And there are more than two classes. So initially, when you do some sort of vaccine injection, you're going to have an IgM response first. Then after that, you'll have an IgG response. Is that the question that you were trying to get answered? Because okay, your actual question in the chat was not that at all.
Yes, I'm sorry. You have a limited amount of space to get answered. Okay, thank you. And now, when they occur in the bloodstream, is it, that, you know, that protect your internal organs? Is that the ones you're referring to? That spread, like, infectious agents from spreading to your bloodstream? Is that the one you're referring to?
No. So, again, I think you don't understand how antibodies work. Antibodies can go everywhere.
Right. So I'm specifically focusing on, you know, one category, which is IgA, and those are produced by your immune cells, you know, your lymphocytes.
So here's what I'm trying to explain to you. You don't understand anything about antibodies. Lymphocytes, B cells, B lymphocytes produce all classes of antibodies. They don't only produce IgA. I think what you might be confused about is that we have IgA antibodies in our respiratory tract. So there That's might be said. Some advance. That is no. That is not what you
That's
said.
What
you literally just said lymphocytes produce IgA. Lymphocytes produce IgA. They produce IgG. They produce IgM. They produce IgE. They produce a multitude of antibodies, all lymphocytes. What you are specifically, I believe, trying to get at is that in our respiratory tract, we have the advantage of IgA antibody responses. And so that is why, for example, there is a vested interest in creating a vaccine that is a nasal spray so we can stimulate IgA directly. But again, I would really strongly urge you, since you seem to have curiosity about this and you seem to be educable, Khan Academy has free classes and they're really, really good. So I would look at that so that you can fully understand antibodies so that you're not confused.
Okay. Well, I mean, I appreciate it. I understood what you said and I appreciate the answer. So you're telling me that the IgA is the ones that would be produced by the immune cells?
Somebody help me.
No. Hold on a second. Because I'm getting to a specific thing. There's a reason why I'm asking. These antibodies that I'm talking about, are these going to protect me from airborne viruses?
Dr. Linnell, can you help me? Like, did I say that IgA is the one that we need? Where did that come from?
Dr. Priya, I don't even know, man. I'm still trying to figure out in the chat how oxygen is going
to help. I'm asking a question here. I don't know why we have
to face these. Because, Lilu, you're not listening to what I am saying. So what I'd like you to do is literally empty your brain of any words from your head and just listen to what I am saying. Immune cells called B cells produce a multitude of antibodies. There are five major classes of antibodies.
What do the vaccines produce? Them,
right? IgM, IgG, IgE, IgA, and there's also IgD, which I didn't mention earlier. Okay? Immune cells produce all of them. You are confused. You are behaving, you are suggesting or asking, do we only need IgA antibodies for respiratory illness? That is not true because your understanding of immunology is so poor, and that is not a judgment. It's just a fact. Because again, why would you need to do that? You are not an immunologist and you've not had to take immunology classes. But your education on this topic is so poor that your questions don't make sense. You don't only need IgA antibodies for respiratory illness. I understand what you are trying to do. You are trying to prove a point about what vaccines produce and how, therefore, vaccines are useless. But again, you are behaving as if the immune system is a simple, straightforward thing, and it is not. It is far more complex than you are making it out to be. So what I would suggest you do, I have a feeling you're still going to leave this talk with, yup, she admitted that we need IgA for respiratory illness, because you are an anti-vaxxer, and your questions are always geared towards injecting doubt into the vaccine. I've been listening to you now for 4 days on this app. But again, I would suggest you go to Khan Academy and you review basics of antibody production. And then from there, once you've established a foundation,
we can help you understand better the next steps. But right now, you are asking me to explain step 10, and you don't understand steps 1 through 9.
Okay. Do you understand steps 1 through 9?
What do you think?
Well, I think that you're being kind of condescending and rude towards me.
What does that have to do with whether or not I understand?
I've never heard a doctor speak to someone, let alone their patient, like this.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm coming to you, and you're calling me
the patient. Are you confused right now?
You're going to tell me that yeah, right now.
Is this a clinic?
It's not a clinic, but you are, as a doctor, you're answering me as a doctor, but you want to be talking to people like that? Like,
I'm not answering you as your doctor. I'm answering somebody... Lilu, I am answering somebody who I know is an anti-vaxxer after 3 years of anti-vax nonsense. Again, it is not condescending to suggest that you do not know what you are speaking about. There are many things I do not know what I am speaking about. If Rohan got off his mic right now and told me, Dr. Priya, you should not talk about accounting and being rich because you don't know those things, I'd be like, yeah, that's true. If DC Rick got off the phone and said, you should not talk about basketball, I'd be like, fair. I don't know anything about those things. It's okay to not know things. What's not okay is to come up here after we have repeatedly explained that you need to get better educated on something before you ask these questions, because this is not the forum in which to teach you steps 1 through 9.
I don't know. Right? I really don't. I don't need to teach steps 1 through 9. I'm just saying.
You absolutely do it because you clearly don't understand.
Okay. What I'm saying is, for this present moment, what we're talking about right now. At this present moment, we're talking about the conversation, the way we are having a dialogue is very rude. I
don't
never
care.
Heard a doctor talk to anyone like that, because doctors usually like to share their knowledge, right? And I've had a doctor explain to me.
Oh, great! So you're gonna come see me in clinic and you're gonna pay my fee? Is that right? Because you're getting a free education right now.
Yeah, why would you be on here given free education? I mean, I didn't know. Are you an educator?
All physicians are educators, ma'am.
Okay, so we have to pay the doctors to get education. There's no doctors that are going to be free and willing to just educate people just to educate.
No, that's not what I said. What I said is that you have been coming to the stage for 4 days, spouting anti-vax nonsense, and then you expect people to be kind to you when you are spreading misinformation. I'm not that person. I'm tired. It's been 3 goddamn years. You've had 3 years to learn this shit. You could have been Drew. Drew has spent the entire pandemic learning stuff. His background is in science, and yet he is now an expert in immunology. That could have been you. Instead, you're coming here for the past 4 days. You have literally, it has been anti-vax talking points 2020. You are talking about things that we debunked 3 years ago, which suggests to me you have not remotely attempted to educate yourself, but you come up here with that excessively polite conversation, and you suggest that you actually want to be educated, and I do not believe you actually care to be educated. You are attempting to disprove something that you cannot disprove. So you will not be successful at that. So now you have to resort to telling me that I am rude. I don't care if I'm rude to you, ma'am, because what you're doing is dangerous. Rudeness compared to people dying from misinformation, I'll take rudeness every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And with that, I think I am done.
All right, thank you, Dr. Priya. Thank you, Lilu. I think we can,
Because this was a claim made by John Hopkins, and that is not an anti-vax claim, then John Hopkins is anti-vax?
No, I'm talking about the fact that you're on the spreadsheet at all. Like, guess what? I'm not on the spreadsheet, because I don't say things that are false.
But that wasn't a false statement.
It was a false statement.
One out of every 100 people...
I'm talking about the reason you're on the spreadsheet. If you want, you can scroll up. It's number 22.
Right, but why I'm on that spreadsheet? Because of the number one side effect is COVID, according to my government agent on the television that told me that.
No, nobody told you that. Nobody told you that. You made that up in your head.
I'm sorry, I'm probably in a room full of government agents right now. Alright, I'm gonna get off the stage.
No problem. Thanks for coming up.
Can we have like a different...
There's some comments from the recent posting. I wonder what anti-vaxxers will do now. The clubhouse is so trash. This is a bunch of people leaving comments for Dr. Eugene Copeland. See how they think he is.
I think it would be thorough. Cope, you and your little posse, you and your little crew are a bunch of clowns. Honestly, this is hilarious. I'm wondering what you're going to be doing now that nobody's coming to your rooms anymore and it's just an echo chamber of idiots.
I think it would be thoroughly amusing if the anti-vaxxers and the flat earthers joined forces and like had a showdown. I think it would be pretty funny, actually. Quite hilarious. And
that was Dr. Eugene Copeland. He was the last person to talk, calling people bitches and saying that he had 17,000 followers on Twitter. Does that sound like a doctor to you? I don't think so. Comments from Dr. Eugene Copeland.
I find it really funny that the anti-vaxxers are literally like starving for attention. So they come in this room or whatever you want to call this voicemail bullshit and cry and complain like little bitches because they actually don't have any lives. And they work at Walmart, and they have GEDs and small penises. So I just find that very interesting. But yeah, you know, anti-vaxxers are irrelevant. It doesn't really matter to me. I actually have a real job, and I actually have other social media, so it doesn't really matter. You're useless. I'm at almost 17,000 followers on Twitter. People are going to hear my voice after this app dies. No one will remember you. So check me, bitch.
If only it was that simple, man. But you know, we just can't go altering their genomes, I guess. I mean, it wouldn't be that simple anyway, but yeah, you know, I mean, what can you do? The dumbasses are here to stay. There's more of them than there are of us.
They didn't prove any science, these fucking... Ugh.
Yup. Dee admitted that we need IgA for respiratory illness because you are an anti-vaxxer and your questions are always geared towards injecting doubt into the vaccine. I've been listening to you now for 4 days on this app. But again, I would suggest you go to Khan Academy and you review basics of antibody production. And then from there, once you've established a foundation, we can help you understand better the next steps. But right now, you are asking me to explain step 10, and you don't understand steps 1 through 9.
Okay. Do you understand steps 1 through 9?
What do you think?
Well, I think that you're being kind of condescending and rude towards me.
What does that have to do with whether or not I
have you never heard a doctor speak to someone, let alone their patient, like this?
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm coming to you.
Are you going to tell me that I'm...
Yeah, right now
I'm... Is this a clinic?
It's not a clinic. You are, as a doctor, you're answering me as a doctor, but you want to be talking to people like that? Like
I'm not answering you as your doctor.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm answering somebody... Lilu, I am answering somebody who I know is an anti-vaxxer after 3 years of anti-vax nonsense. Again,
It is not condescending to suggest that you do not know what you are speaking about. There are many things I do not know what I am speaking about. If Rohan got off his mic right now and told me, Dr. Priya, you should not talk about accounting and being rich because you don't know those things, I'd be like, yeah, that's true. If DC Rick got off the phone and said, you should not talk about basketball, I'd be like, fair. I don't know anything about those things. It's okay to not know things. What's not okay is to come up here after we have repeatedly explained that you need to get better educated on something before you ask these questions, because this is not
educate
the
forum
in which to teach you steps 1 through 9.
I don't know. Right? I really don't. I don't need to teach steps 1 through 9. I'm just saying.
You actually do it because you clearly don't understand.
Okay. What I'm saying is, for this present moment, what we're talking about right now, at this present moment, we're talking about the conversation, the way we are having a dialogue is very rude. You know, I
don't
never
care.
Heard a doctor talk to anyone like that, because doctors usually like to share their knowledge, right?
Yeah.
And I've had a doctor explain to me.
Oh, great! So you're gonna come see me in clinic, and you're gonna pay my fee. Is that right? Because you're getting a free education.
So
right
who's
now.
Paying your fee right now, lady?
Yeah. Why would you be on here giving free education? I mean, I didn't know, are you an educator? For
all physicians are educators, ma'am.
Well, there you go.
Okay. So we have to pay the doctors to get education. There's no doctors that are gonna be free and willing to just educate people just to educate.
No, that's not what I said. What I said is that you have been coming to the stage for 4 days spouting anti-vax nonsense, and then you expect people to be kind to you when you are spreading misinformation. I'm not that person. I'm tired. It's been 3 goddamn years. You've had 3 years to learn this shit. You could have been Drew. Drew has spent the entire pandemic learning stuff. His background is in science. And yet he is now an expert in immunology. That could have been you. Instead, you're coming here for the past 4 days. You have literally, it has been anti-vax talking points 2020. You are talking about things that we debunked 3 years ago, which suggests to me you have not remotely attempted to educate yourself. But you come up here with that excessively polite conversation, and you suggest that you actually want to be educated. And I do not believe you actually care to be educated. You are attempting
to
disprove something that you cannot disprove. So you will not be successful at that.
Oh, but I cannot disprove.
So now
disprove.
You have to resort
I cannot disprove,
to telling
but
me
it
that
can
I'm
be
rude.
Disproven.
I don't care if I'm rude to you, ma'am. Because what you are doing is dangerous.
Me?
Rudeness compared to people dying dangerous. From misinformation, I'll take rudeness every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And with that, I think I am done.
Oh, I bet you are. Run away.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Priya. Thank you, Lelou. I think you
should,
Well,
you're making friends, ain't you?
Yeah, I think we can...
Brian, how many times have I been on
this
stage?
Probably
what?
Twice.
See, there you go.
It's twice. More than twice, but I could be wrong. Hey, don't hold me to that.
I've just been on here twice, so I think she's missing. She's thinking I'm somebody else or something, but I'm not whoever she thinks I am.
But you, I mean, you have been making some anti-vax claims. Like, let's be honest about that.
What claims have
yeah, I no, hold up, because this was a claim made by John Hopkins. And that is not an anti-vax claim. Then John Hopkins is anti-vax.
No, I'm talking
one
about.
Out of
yeah,
I'm talking about
right
the
here, right
that
here.
You're on the spreadsheet at all. Like, guess what? I'm not on the spreadsheet because I don't say things that are false.
But that wasn't a false statement. That was a,
it was
statement.
A false
statement.
Yeah, just so weird. But this is the visitor parking now.
Okay. 1 out of every 100 people.
No. I'm talking about. I'm talking about the reason you're on the spreadsheet. If you want, you can scroll up. It's number 22.
Right, but why am I on that spreadsheet? Because of the number one side effect is COVID, according to my government agent on the television that told me that.
No, nobody told you that. Nobody told you that. You made that up in your head.
I'm sorry, I'm probably in a room full of government agents right now. I'm going to get off the stage.
No problem.